This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, May 3rd. God's word for you today is by seeds. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings 4, verse 9 to 10. And it says, "She said to her husband, 'I am sure this man who stops in from time to time is a holy man of God. Let's build a small room for him on the roof and furnish it with a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. Then he will have a place to stay whenever he comes by.'" We are still on the first of the ways by which point of contact operates, and that is point of contact by symbols and tokens. Sometimes God can use the mantle from the old order to kickstart the new order. But sometimes God wants to start a new order, and the mantle from the old order is simply insufficient. And we saw this in the example of Saul and David. The same source, Samuel, anointed both of them, but different mantles. Do you understand this? There are other examples from scripture. For example, in Matthew 9 verse 20 to 22 and Matthew 14 verse 34 to 36, please read. Exodus 15 verse 23 to 25a says, "When they came to the oasis of Mar, the water was too bitter to drink, so they called the place Mara, which means bitter. Then the people complained and turned against Moses. 'What are we going to drink?' they demanded. So Moses cried out to the Lord for help, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. Moses threw it into the water, and this made the water good to drink. This is a classic point of contact miracle. The stick God showed Moses became a point of contact to sweetness. When Moses dropped it in the water was healed, and it became drinkable. For some of us, God is going to give you an instruction. Please make sure it is God and just do it." The second way by which point of contact operates is point of contact by seeds, releasing God's power by giving your time, your talent, and your treasure. Plug into the opportunities God will be bringing your way to make a difference in this season and give. 1 Kings 17 verse 12 to 14 says, "But she said, 'As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of meal in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I am now gathering a couple of sticks so that I may go home and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat and die.' Elijah said to her, 'Do not be afraid. Go and do as you have said. But first, make me a little cake of it and bring it to me. And afterward, make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of meal will not be emptied, and the jug of oil will not fill until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth.'" So based on the word, the woman made a move, and she experienced an unbelievable miracle. When God prompts you to make a move, and you do, you will see his power. Honestly, that is how God works. There are services that I just know that this one, you are not only going to give an offering, but you are also going to sow a seed. I do not announce it, particularly if I'm not told to. I just simply do what God is prompting me to do. Some people have accused me of cheating them, but that is not the case at all. I am teaching you, so pay attention. In retrospect, looking at my life, there are things that I did, and I wondered what I was thinking. Today, I am grateful to God that I obeyed. What is the Lord prompting you to do? To give. Just do it. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says,
"Lord, I live by your word. Lord, I live by every word from your mouth. I'm like a tree by a stream. I'm bearing fruits, my leaf is green. All that I do is prospering, oh Lord. I live by your word. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.